Ahoy from BA! This is Rorschach's Ocean Update from the 30th of April 2024. A summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. On Saturday the 20th, two Japanese helicopters belonging to the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, or MSDF, collided near the Izu Islands south of Tokyo in the Pacific Ocean during their night training. The helicopters were carrying a four-member crew each. One person died, while the other seven are still missing. The incident is still under investigation, although it's likely to have been a human error and not a technical problem. The operation to find the seven missing people is challenging, as the waters around the crash location are 5,500 meters or 18,000 feet deep. This is a reason why the MSDF decided to conduct sonar research and use an oceanographic research vessel. Speaking of the Pacific Ocean, researchers from the UK's National Physical Laboratory, or NPL, and New Zealand's Measurement Standards Laboratory, or MSL, will conduct earthquake detecting tests in the Pacific Ocean. They aim to transform seafloor cables into earthquake and ocean current detectors, potentially enhancing tsunami early warnings. The NPL already demonstrated this innovative technique in the Atlantic Ocean between the UK and Canada. In 2024, it will be tested again in the Tasman Sea between Australia and New Zealand. The NPL's collaboration with the MSL aims to advance environmental sensing techniques and benefit Pacific communities by detecting seismic activity at an early stage. Moving on to the Indian Ocean, which is set to warm up significantly between 1.5 and 4 degrees Celsius, around 35 to 100 Fahrenheit per century. According to a new study led by climate scientist Roxy Matthew Cole, the warming will be particularly intense in the northwestern region and in the Arabian Sea, with heat waves, monsoons, and cyclones becoming more frequent and causing problems to coastal communities. The sea level will also rise due to the thermal expansion. Ocean acidification will also intensify, threatening the marine life of the region. Still in the Indian Ocean, as we talked about in previous shows, India is competing with China over the Indian Ocean Region, or IOR. As the researcher Suyesha Dutta explains in her analysis published on Wednesday the 24th on the webpage of the Asia-Pacific Foundation of Canada, having power over this region means controlling key sea routes. India is worried because China is investing in military bases. As a response, India is committing to enhancing its navy, renovating and improving infrastructures, and finding new allies in the IOR to keep it safe, but it's a long way to regain influence in the Maldives and Sri Lanka, which are currently reinforcing their relationship with China. Let's have a look at the Arctic Ocean. The urgent need to protect marine life from rapid environmental changes led to the development of ArcNet, a network framework for ocean-scale marine conservation. According to a recent article in the journal Nature, ArcNet identified 83 priority areas for conservation covering almost 6 million square kilometers, more than 2 million square miles. ArcNet aims to balance protecting the Arctic Ocean's wildlife with sustainable ocean use. The objective is to conserve 30% of the Arctic Ocean by 2030, in line with global biodiversity goals through social engagements. Thursday the 25th was World Penguin Day. For the occasion, Dr. Cassandra Brooks, an environmental studies professor, shared stories of her recent Antarctic expedition observing the impact of climate change on the penguin population. She witnessed a daily penguins thriving in colder regions like the Ross Sea, but in warmer places like the Western Antarctic Peninsula, their population's numbers dropped by 90% in some colonies. Dr. Brooks advocates for immediate action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and protect penguins' habitats. She highlighted that protected regions like the Ross Sea give hope for a future in which the human impact is mitigated and more protected areas will preserve biodiversity. In other news, Hala El Sayed, Egypt's planning minister, announced that Suez Canal revenue plunged by 50% due to the Red Sea tensions during the World Economic Forum, which took place on Sunday the 28th and Monday the 29th in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. In previous shows, we have talked about how the Suez Canal has been suffering for months due to ships rerouting because of Houthi attacks on vessels related to Israel and US airstrikes. This raised concern in Egypt as the canal is one of the most important sources of foreign currency for the country. This comes in a period with other important escalating tensions in the Middle East because of the Israeli offensive on Gaza, Hamas's attacks and accusations of genocide against Israel at the International Court of Justice. While the Suez Canal is suffering from the attacks in the Red Sea, the Panama Canal is slowly recovering from the long drought that impacted the region during the last year, which led to fewer transits and long queues. Michalis Markakis, a professor at the IESE Business School, proposed a new fare bidding system to ease the congestion at the canal. The current system favors large container shipping companies. The new one would see backlogged ships compensating vessels ahead of them to surpass the line and speed the queue. This approach wants to provide fairer access to the canal and compensate the ships affected by delays. Now some news about the war between Russia and Ukraine. On Saturday the 27th, the Ukrainian Navy reported on Facebook that two Russian missile carriers armed with 8-caliber missiles were stationed in the Black Sea. The presence of these warships poses a potential threat, with up to 8 missiles that can be fired simultaneously. Meanwhile, no enemy warships have been reported in the Sea of Azov. In the Mediterranean Sea, on the other hand, there are currently 2 enemy warships, including 1-caliber missile carrier, with up to 16 missiles that could be fired at the same time. Talking about the Mediterranean Sea, a recent study from Wageningen University and research published on Thursday the 25th revealed that the lionfish has rapidly expanded in the region over the past decade. Originating from the Indo-Pacific region, these invasive fish are causing damage to local fish populations and biodiversity by consuming large numbers of native species. Davidai Bartaksani, the lead author of the study, emphasizes that the adaptability of lionfish to various environments is posing an important threat to the Mediterranean ecosystem. Because of the lionfish's adaptability, native fish don't perceive them as a threat and don't escape from them. The study highlights the importance of science data in tracking lionfish sightings for conservation efforts. What's happening with ocean pollution? A recent report by CleanHub reveals that ocean plastic pollution has rapidly increased, with 14 million tons of plastic entering oceans annually. Plastic pollution is primarily composed of plastic bags, straws, bottles, and microplastics. The report identifies Asia as the first contributor to ocean-bound plastic, with China, the United States, and India being the top producers of plastic scrap. Closing with the Caribbean Regional Fisheries Mechanisms Ministerial Council, who reunited on Friday the 26th at the 18th regular meeting to deliberate on policy actions to promote sustainable development in fisheries and aquaculture in the region while tackling illegal fishing. During the meeting, the Council approved 32 resolutions covering fishery policies, training, and international collaboration. The Council also discussed projects and initiatives aimed at enhancing climate resilience and data collection in fisheries. The meeting also emphasized the importance of protecting marine resources and promoting sustainable development in the Caribbean region. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. We want you to love these updates even more than you already do. So we've prepared a super quick survey that will just take a few minutes to fill out. Now, we get it. You might be tangled in a web of errands, buried in a pile of laundry, or wondering what on earth show notes even are. But trust us, it's worth it. Your feedback helps us keep the updates coming your way. Oh, and we are taking a short break, but we will be back on the 14th of May. See you soon!